mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, dear students, and welcome back to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 219. Here in Los Angeles, in the area where I live, the city of Los Angeles picks up the trash bins every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. They also do street cleaning between 8 and 10 a.m. This means that your car should not be parked on the street between the hours of 8 and 10 a.m. My car was parked on the street, so I woke up extra early to move it. To be honest with you, my original plan was to move the car 15 minutes before 8 a.m. I figured I have some work to finish up in the morning and then I'll go and move my car. That morning, however, I was awoken around 4:30 a.m. because it was raining cats and dogs. In fact, as I am recording this podcast episode, it's still raining cats and dogs. It's raining cats and dogs is an idiomatic English expression which we use to say that it's raining a lot. When I say it's raining a lot, I don't mean just a little bit of rain was coming down. No. A lot of rain was coming down. So that morning, I was woken up around 4:30 a.m. because it was raining cats and dogs. I laid in bed for 40 to 45 minutes, just listening to the lovely sound of the rain. It was windy too. The sound of the rain and the sound of the wind have to be my absolute favorite sounds in the world. There is something so calming about those sounds that our beautiful and powerful nature has created. So I laid in bed and just listened. Raindrop after raindrop hitting the roof provided me with a warm sense of coziness, and I swear to God, as I was laying in bed, I thought to myself, thank you, dear God, for this warm bed. Thank you for this warm and cozy blanket. Thank you for this amazing comfort that you have provided me with in this very moment. I got out of bed around 5:15. I did my typical morning routines, washed my face, brushed my teeth, got dressed, and drank some hot water. As I looked outside toward the street, I saw an empty parking spot across the street. I hurried to grab my car keys so that I could take my car and park it there. I quickly put my jacket and my shoes on and ran to my car. It was pouring outside. When it's pouring outside, it literally means that it's raining cats and dogs. It was raining a lot. Like I said, I ran to my car, got in, started the engine, and drove to the other side of the street, and I parked. Literally, as I was getting the car keys out, ready to run back to the house, I saw two guys coming out on the street. As I looked a little closer, I realized that it was these two Mexican neighbors who live close to where I live. But see, they actually live in a garage. Yes, I kid you not. They actually live in a garage. How do I know them? They are neighbors. I see them almost every day, either when they are going to work or coming back from work. They are very friendly. They are very kind. I like them a lot. But most of all, they are extremely hardworking. They work day and night to make money so they can send it back to their families in Mexico. I've talked to them several times about their families. I know that they are both married and have kids. One of them has 3 kids. The other one has 1 kid. They haven't seen their families in over 3 years. Why, you ask? Because they came to the United States illegally. Literally, risking their lives just so they could get a job where they can make money to send back to their families. Before I continue with the story, let me quickly say, I know that we've heard these stories before. Stories about people who have very little, people who are struggling a lot, those people. But see, my goal with today's episode is not to make you feel bad for them. My goal is to make an important point about life by using their story as an example. I should add, neither one of them is actually planning on staying in the United States. They are only here temporarily so that they can make more money, and then they plan to go back home to their families. So, what's the point of my story? Well, as I was getting my keys out, ready to run across the street to get inside a house where I could escape the pouring rain, I saw the two of them leaving the house, wearing their caps and their raincoats as they were carrying a coffee thermos. Where is my phone? I thought to myself, before I realized that I had left it inside the house. All I had on me were my keys, really. But why was I thinking about my phone at this moment? Because honestly, I wanted to record them really quick. I wanted to show the pouring rain and them walking calmly but firmly in the middle of it, ready to go to work. Obviously, I opened my car window, waved at them, and told them to get inside my car. They did. I took them to work. No, the point of this podcast episode is not to tell you that, wow, I took them to work. I saved them somehow. Not at all. I took them to work because I would hope they would have done the same thing for me had I been in their shoes, had I been in their situation. I should tell you that before they entered my car, they politely asked, "Are you sure you can take us to work?" I smiled and said, "Get in. Of course I can take you to work." So I took them to work. Honestly, there were a few instances where I could barely see where I was driving because of the pouring rain. But after 10 or 15 minutes, we arrived and I dropped them off and they thanked me profusely. When someone thanks you profusely, they are thanking you generously. They are thanking you a lot. Like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, right? Or like in their case, oh, muchas gracias. Thank you very much, right? They thanked me profusely. I dropped them off and I drove back home. Those of you who are avid listeners of You, Me, and Words know that I am a thinker. Believe it or not, I love the sound of silence. I love to sit in silence and think. I really do. As I drove back, I thought to myself, Jesus Christ. So had I not been outside by the sheer grace of God, these guys would have literally walked to work. By the time they would have gotten to work, they would have been soaked. Soaked is an adjective which basically means they would have been completely wet from the rain. Their clothes would have been soaked, and then they would have worked in those same clothes all day long. They are gardeners, by the way. They do garden work. Another thought that came to me is, They could have easily just called their boss and told him, listen, since it's pouring today, we can't make it to work. Nobody would have judged them for that, but you see, for some reason, they didn't. For some reason, I say, and that reason is their wife, their kids, their family. Their entire family collectively depends on them and the money that they earn here. So you see, they can't afford to miss a day at work. Now, hear me out, please. You know, they could have just become thieves. They could have just become some type of criminals and made some quick money, easy money, as it's called. But somehow, they are both choosing the hard way. They are choosing the challenging way because that is the right thing to do. Those of you who have the podcast text in front of you right now, pay attention to the fact that I underlined the word choosing, which comes from the verb to choose, which in fact we can connect to the noun choice. So I continued to drive home, and as I got to a left turn, I slowed down because there was a red light. I sat there in my car waiting, and then I noticed a supermarket across the street, a supermarket that seems to have been nicely painted just recently. Well, let's just say that beautiful paint was pretty much covered in fresh gang member graffiti. It was covered in ugly gang member font, saying the usual stupid shit that it always says. Pardon my French. You should know that we use the expression, pardon my French, when we say sort of bad words. I know it doesn't make any sense because we are saying, pardon my French, even though we are in fact speaking English. But it's one of those odd but very much used expressions. So yes, the wall was covered in ugly gang member font, saying the usual stupid shit that it always says. Words that I don't even care to repeat. I thought to myself, look at that otherwise beautiful supermarket that now is covered in ugly graffiti. God knows how many times the owners of that supermarket have had to paint and repaint it. Why? Because evil, destructive, selfish people are choosing the easy way out in life. Oh no, they are nowhere near my kind Mexican neighbors who wake up early with pride and face the storm. It doesn't matter if it snows, if it rains, they choose to do the right thing. The gang members and people like them wake up thinking about whose life and whose property they are going to destroy on that day. But make no mistake, they too have a choice. Believe me, they do. But they are choosing the easy way out. They are choosing the evil, destructive, and meaningless way. Sure, people can try to convince me that they are not choosing that, their life was difficult, blah, 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 blah. I will always and forever close my ears to that. No, they are choosing their actions. They are choosing the easy way out. Let me tell you something. Do you think it's easy to do the right thing? Do you think it's easy to choose the right thing? Hell no, it's not. It's very challenging, in fact. You know why? Because you have to do things that you don't feel like doing. You have to take the long road when you could easily take the short and fast one. You have to make sacrifices that you don't always feel like making, like walking in the pouring rain in the middle of Los Angeles, 6 in the morning, so that you can feed your family in Mexico. See, that's what I call sacrifice. See, That's what I call a good human being. That's what I call the right way to live your life. I have zero sympathy for losers who are always choosing the easy way, the fast way, the simple way, because they'll be able to have all that money, drive all those cars, live that life, no matter how many people and buildings they destroy along the way. That's not the way this life should be lived, period. So really, the point I am trying to make here is do the right thing. Make the right choices. Take the hard way, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how difficult it may be, it will be worth it in the end. I promise you that. It will be worth it because you'll be able to sleep in peace. You'll be able to have a clean heart and a clean soul that no amount of money can buy. With that, I'll end today's podcast episode, but I'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, with a brand new episode, and I hope you won't miss it. Thank you.